Last fall, the inaugural class of Arkansas State University's campus in Querétaro, Mexico, began. This is the first American-style residential campus in Mexico. Private donors made the university possible, and the curriculum used at that campus is very similar to what's used in Jonesboro. I conducted an interview with Dr. Brad Rollins, who's overseeing the Mexico campus. What is your role there at Arkansas State University Querétaro there as a vice rector? What are you doing there?
So it's, the title vice rector, that's not a title that you hear much in the United States, but it's a title that's used quite a bit in Mexico. The rector of a university is like the chancellor or a president of a university in the United States, and then the vice rector is someone who's like a vice chancellor or vice president. My role as a vice rector is to ensure, I'm the chief academic officer on the campus. So my role is to ensure that the academic quality of the programs that we offer here match our programs in Jonesboro, to make sure that students are getting an Arkansas State University education here in Mexico. So that goes from anywhere from hiring faculty, doing professional development with the faculty, course development, ensuring our programs are operating, our facilities are meeting the needs of our educational outcomes, doing assessments, doing all the things that administrators do to ensure the quality of the education for the student.
So going through your first fall and spring semesters, in your view, how did things go?
Well, you know, it was an interesting year. There's no question about it. Starting a brand new university is challenging for pretty much everybody involved, administration, faculty, and students. And so if you can, try to imagine a university where in your first year, all you have are freshmen. You basically, all of your students are more or less a couple of months out of high school, and they don't know what a university is like, and they don't know what a U.S. university is like. And that's your core group of students. So that in and of itself brings a lot of challenges. Part of it is they're learning how to be college students. They're living away from home for the first time as a U.S. model university here in Mexico. We are the only university in Mexico that requires students to live on campus in their first year. And so that, newfound freedom can be a challenge for students, particularly when you don't have juniors and seniors around to kind of help them navigate through that first year and understand how to succeed and how to study and perform in your classes. So the very first semester was definitely a steep learning curve for many of our students, and I think that was evidenced in a lot of their performance in the first semester. But we saw a huge uptick in all performance indicators in the second semester. So it seems that they kind of got how things worked. I mean, particularly, U.S. universities expect students to spend a lot of time outside of the classroom preparing for class, doing writing assignments, working on projects, working in groups, and so on and so forth. And that's different from the style of education that they receive in Mexico. So kind of doing that, mentoring them to be successful students outside of the classroom was a part of that steep learning curve that they experienced. But, so we saw a lot of challenges in that first semester, but we saw huge improvements in all areas, academic performance of the students in the second semester. So that is very encouraging, and we're anticipating a different kind of environment in the second year, because now we have these experienced students who know how to succeed in the university, who know how to help other students with their study skills and their time management, and how to focus on how to do well in their courses, and so everything's moving upwards. But there were definitely some challenges in that first year.
How did you try to address some of those challenges when you saw those issues, especially in that first semester? What were some of the things that you said, well, we need to try to do something to try and help these students maybe adjust to this, what's totally different?
Yeah, That's a great question. Fortunately, I anticipated some of these problems, probably not to the extent that they maybe occurred, but I anticipated that we would be dealing with primarily students whose English is a second language for them. We're providing a very different model of education for them, and they're all coming into the university for the first time. So what we did is we built a student success center on our campus. It's very similar to the Learning Commons that's on the Jonesboro campus, which can be found in the basement of the library there. Ours is found in our student union building. It really truly has been the hub of activity for our students on this campus. And so there they get additional tutoring and mentoring from the faculty. Our faculty have been outstanding in terms of their devotion and dedication to the learning of the students. They'll spend many hours outside of even their own office hours over in the Student Success Center giving additional tutoring. In some cases, they'll even hold extra classes during the night, particularly in the area of math where we found a lot of need for help. They'll be offering, math tutorials till 7, 8 o'clock at night, helping out these students. So our faculty have been just really supportive in that. I think I have a really wonderful group of faculty here. And so that Student Success Center has been critical, absolutely critical to the success that we saw in that first year. We also identified our best students and then hired them to be peer-to-peer mentors and tutors to some of our students who were struggling in areas, and that helped lift them up. Particularly, we saw that big improvement in that second semester when they had that peer-to-peer mentoring. We provide English language support to our students, and so we offer additional courses and one-on-one tutoring in the area of English language because even though they meet the minimum requirements for English competency that Arkansas State requires, when you're learning English in an academic discipline, that can be challenging in a second language. And so we offer additional support there. And we offer workshops in time management, workshops in study skills. We have a full-time psychologist on the campus that can help with counseling. We have a full-time medical staff on campus. They're here 24/7 as well to help with any of the medical needs. And so that area of support, I think, really did help the students.
And so how would you describe the atmosphere on campus now?
I think the atmosphere on campus is, well, right now it's summer, so it's quiet. But it's full of a lot of energy for the incoming class that we'll have on our campus in August. We're anticipating doubling our enrollment for the fall. So we had about 230 students admitted in our very first class, and we're anticipating having between 400 and 500 students coming in the fall. And so the projection is to continue to double that incoming enrollment each year until we reach our maximum on incoming students.
So by way of recruiting efforts, how have you all been able to recruit as part of that? Because I know that has to be important when you're trying to double what you brought in when you all started.
Absolutely. Well, the recruiting, there's a fairly large recruiting team. Most of the focus so far in the first 2 years really has been recruiting students from Mexico. And so it's visiting a lot of high schools. The recruiting team has done a better job this second year in identifying the high schools of the students who are probably best prepared to succeed at a U.S. university, that they're getting the kind of education that will help them make a quicker adjustment to the educational experience that we're providing. And so this incoming class, for example, looks to be a lot stronger academically than our first class because they have been targeting specific high schools. And so that's all around Mexico, where they are doing that. But we still have about 20% of our students coming from either the United States or international. And a lot of that's coming both from media stories and word of mouth and you know, just finding things on social media. Most of the marketing has happened in the social media area. They have done very little traditional advertising and marketing, you know, on television, radio, things like that. So it's mostly been social media. They feel like that's where, you know, this generation lives mostly, and where they get a lot of their information. And so that's how they target. That's their primary target channel for reaching them.
Dr. Brad Rollins joining us here on KASU from the Arkansas State University Querétaro campus in Mexico. One of the things I wanted to ask about, there in Querétaro, in that region that you're at, how has the reaction been for having this university there? If you could describe that, please.
Yeah, I think we've been very well received. I'm part of a group of rectors and vice rectors called COEPES here in Mexico. And so I'm part of that group, and I've been very well received. You know, we tell them we're here to work with them. We want to collaborate. So we're a collaborative partner here in Mexico. We collaborate with research centers. We want to collaborate with other universities, find areas where we can work together. And then we've been collaborating a lot with industry. So we've been meeting with a lot of industries and signing agreements with really major international corporations who have operations here in Querétaro. Most recently, couple of weeks ago, we signed an agreement with General Motors. General Motors will be using our campus to train their providers. You know, providers are not employees of General Motors. They are companies that provide parts and services to General Motors. And so to do quality training, quality assurance training to the providers, we're partnering with them to train and teach that group of employees so that General Motors has a reliable provider source for their operation. So to partner with, that's one of the largest corporations in the world, General Motors. We're also signing agreements with General Electric, with Mars, you know, which famous, of course, for Snickers and M&Ms. But in this area, they do their pet food operation, which is the Pedigree Foods, and many others. I could go on, and I don't want to use up too much of that time. But we're very well accepted here. We're building a lot of really strong relationships here, relationships that I think will benefit the students here on the Querétaro campus. But I'm hoping that there are students in Jonesboro who will want to take advantage of the relationships that we have here and the opportunities to come study, you know, for a semester or a year on our campus, maybe get an international business internship on our campus. Because there's a lot of, you know, this ought to be viewed as an asset for the Jonesboro campus. I really truly believe that it is. And it's one area where we need to continue to improve the growing relationship between the two campuses. This first year, we were really, really focused on let's get this thing going. And, you know, just it was a huge effort to just get the first year under our belts. So
as you look at the second year, what are some of your main goals? I imagine that probably would be one of them. But kind of tell us about what you hope to accomplish in the second year.
So in the second year, the first year, we're literally building this. Jonathan, we're building this year by year. And so our first year, we had the faculty that we needed to teach the first year courses, which, you know, about 80% of those courses are in the general education, fine arts and sciences, liberal arts and sciences areas. And so this next year, we're hiring faculty that are now a little bit more focused in the discipline area. And so the opportunity in the second year is to hire faculty who will not only be excellent in the classroom, but also now move us and advance us towards our research agenda. And so our research agenda is to work with industry, research agencies, and government here to do research that benefits this region, the country of Mexico. The United States collaborates with faculty on our Jonesboro campus in doing research here. But so research takes a next step in where we're going because of the faculty that we'll be hiring in the second year. Whereas our first year, we were really, really much more focused on instruction. continuing to build these relationships and alliances with industry and research firms here in Mexico, and to strengthen our relationship and our collaboration with the Jonesboro campus. This next year, we will have an exchange program. It's just been approved by both campuses. So we'll have an exchange program where students from Jonesboro campus can come here and students from Mexico can go there. The exchange program is fairly simple. They just pay the tuition of their home institution. So Jonesboro students just pay their Jonesboro tuition, but they come and study in Mexico. Mexico students pay their Querétaro tuition, but they get to go study in Jonesboro. And we think those kinds of exchanges, as we increase those, and hopefully with some faculty exchanges as well, those relationships will continue to build.
And that's fantastic. And I can imagine that is part of the many ways that you could envision how both campuses could work with one another. So how are y'all still working with the main campus in Jonesboro in either campus development or other things like that as y'all continue to develop and grow there in Mexico and Querétaro?
Well, I still report directly to the provost in my position here, and so constantly stay in touch with her to review programs. We quite often share information about the faculty that we're interviewing and hiring here with faculty and department chairs on our Jonesboro campus, so they can get a good understanding of the quality of the faculty that we're hiring here. Dr. Damphus, when he came down and visited, he reviewed all of our faculty. I met with them, and he told me that this is as good a group of faculty as you'd find at any university in the United States. He's speaking from his experience at Arkansas State and from Oklahoma. I think we're hiring very good faculty here, but we want to make sure that we have the confidence and trust from the Jonesboro campus on the things that we're doing. We're working with the assessment office and all of our assessment of learning here. And then we're exploring ways of using the campus to benefit the programs that are in Jonesboro. So again, international business comes to mind as an obvious area where students could really benefit from an experience here. But we're also exploring some areas in the sciences. We have unique opportunities here in Querétaro, Mexico, some unique opportunities in the area of environmental sciences. This is the wine and cheese country of Mexico. And so viticultura or viticulture wine programs, we've had wine industry approach us and say, we'd love to start a wine program at your university. So it's not for a lack of opportunities. We probably have more people exploring opportunities than we can handle at the moment. It's really making sure that we're focused and that we truly meet the mission of this institution, Arkansas State University, as an institution as a whole, and the campus that's unique here in Querétaro.
Dr. Rollins, you've been very gracious with your time. I hope I have time to ask you just one more question, if it's okay with you. I wanted to really talk about, as this campus is developing, and growing, it's not just in students, but also building projects there physically on campus. And I know this is something that is kind of supposed to take place over several phases, over several years. Can you kind of give us an update on the building projects that are taking place and kind of where you're at right now, please?
Well, we've got everything that we need to handle, up to our first 1,000 students on the campus. There's still some buildings that have not been finished on the campus, and they are scheduled to be finished next year. And so no new buildings planned at this time. It's kind of unusual. Most universities, when they would start a new campus, you would probably start in a small storefront operation, and then when you grow, start building buildings and so on and so forth. And this project started in a different direction. It started big. It built the infrastructure that it needed with the buildings and everything else. And now we're in the growth mode of filling those buildings. And so we don't really need to add a lot. We do have the library and academic resources building that is about 40 to 50% complete at this time, and that's one that's scheduled to be finished next year. And then as we have more and more student demand, there's plans for yet another classroom and labs building that will match the capacity of this building here. We're in really good shape in terms of meeting the needs of our students at this time, and then with the projected growth, we'll build the buildings that we need to support those functions as well.
Dr. Rollins, before I let you run, I want to thank you so much for your time today and hope that we can continue to get updates from you as we go along in the second year. But is there anything else you would like to add, please?
No, just again, the only thing I'm going to say, first of all, Jonathan, I want to congratulate you on your pronunciation of Querétaro. That's one of the best I've heard from my friends and colleagues at Arkansas State University. I don't know if you've been practicing it, but you say it very well.
I have. I promise. I've been practicing a lot. Thank you.
But really, the main thing that I want to express is let's use this campus as a true asset for recruiting students who want to experience the world. This is something that I think we need more and more of with education. You know, education is about broadening your horizons. This is about expanding your understanding of things. And nothing will expand that better than living in another place, a place that speaks a different language, has a different culture, has a different history, and gaining an appreciation of those things. And so I'm hoping that we have both the students and faculty who desire to come here. We welcome them. We want to share what we are doing here with them. Certainly in the second and third year, we're in a much better position to begin to do those kinds of exchanges.
Dr. Brad Rollins is the Vice Director for the Arkansas State University Mexico Campus in Querétaro. And more information is available on our website at kasu.org. I'm Jonathan Reeves.